All right, today I'm going to take a quick few minutes. I've put up a lot of content up today. We put a I think we put two videos up today. We have a lot of stuff working here at Street Cop Training Headquarters. We've got some decorations soon in the background. I'm just trying to catch up on all the paperwork and keep content flowing for everybody. But one thing I want to address is usually when I get a message from somebody, it gives me good content to come on and do a video. Just to remind everybody of one thing. And I've heard this a lot, and I always want to constantly address it because you may have gone to an academy, you may have heard from a supervisor, you may have heard from somebody who has a position where they've been tasked with the duty of giving you and providing you with the correct information on a certain topic. Now, this topic, to me, is not only important to know, but it's dangerous if you screw it up and don't follow what the law has given us to do. And this is probably for every state, not just the state of New Jersey. And I don't know why I hear this. I have no idea where it comes from. And I often ask myself, at what point, when somebody said this to somebody else, especially somebody who was deemed with the task of educating people, did common sense go out the friggin' window? So let's talk about this real quick. When you stop a car, passengers cannot get out of a motor vehicle and just walk away. We have plenty of case law that supports this. We have two in New Jersey off the top of my head that I can think of. I didn't have to research this. I just know this stuff. It's so internalized in me that I can just recite it for you guys. I'm not looking at a screen behind me. Matter of fact, it's some bullshit thing that's up on my screen behind me on the computer. But I just don't understand where common sense left. Let's talk about the cases, right? So you can read State versus Sloan, which I'll attach to this. That's New Jersey 2008, comes out of Carteret. And if you read the case law, if you go through it, they say, although the officer, I think his name was like Matruska or something, ordered them back into the car. They had to stay in the car because they were passengers. They're not free to leave a motor vehicle stop. You can read State in the Interest of DK, where it says people are incidentally detained as part of the stop, and they're not free to leave as passengers in a motor vehicle, even though they haven't violated a motor vehicle offense or subject to a summons. You just can't get out of a car and walk away. And then Brennan versus California, which is cited and adopted by New Jersey, says the same thing. Basically, what they say is, look, the only time you're allowed to walk away from a car is if you have a traffic stop where you're maybe running 43 and a 25, and that's your big day today, and the cop stops the car, and there's no reasonable suspicion, there's no criminal investigation, but you're a passenger, and he's detained you in the car for, I don't know, there's actually no cases of people walking away and getting away with it, but I would even say an hour. You know, you're sitting there for an hour, the cop has no reason to hold you, it's literally tickets, I don't know what he's doing in the back, there's nothing wrong with this car, we're not engaged in criminal activity. I don't think at any junction, I can't, because I know it's going to say, it says it in here for a prolonged stop. I know some knucklehead's going to come on and try to naysay what I'm explaining to you. You're incorrect. Don't play bullshit devil's advocate because you're absolutely wrong. There is not a time in a motor vehicle stop where I would ever permit somebody to walk away from a motor vehicle stop without my authority or my permission as a police officer conducting that motor vehicle stop. Now, somebody recently had gone through something where somebody did walk away. I've heard cases of this. And some of you may be taught this in academy, and it's wrong. It's been addressed at some of the academies. Matter of fact, one that it was addressed in, they redacted it after they kind of had a little pushback with me. And I always tell people all the time, of course, when I say something, people get very offended. Oh, we've been doing this for years. I bet you have, but you've been doing it wrong. So I'm addressing it now. And now from this point forward, if you continue to do it wrong, that's on you. You know better now. So I'm trying to educate people correctly. I'm not trying to impress people on my knowledge. I'm looking at this world of law enforcement going, what are people doing? Has nobody read case law? I'm giving it to all of you, the 15,000 members in here. This is New Jersey, but it's for your state as well. I guarantee you have something that goes right along with this as well. Now, let's go to the common sense aspect of it. Could you imagine if people were allowed to walk away from motor vehicle stops? Me and myself and another drug dealer, we would get together and I would keep drugs in a backpack. Now, every time we get stopped, I would give it to the passenger and say, hey, the cops can't stop you. Take this backpack and my illegal handgun, put it on your back and walk away. How does that make any sense to anybody at all? Is that the most ludicrous, ridiculous thing? So when you hear weird shit from people and stuff that doesn't seem to make sense, and they're so convinced they know what they're talking about, you always ask people the same thing. Where does that come from? Where's the documentation? I need to see it in writing. I don't give a shit if Phil from Midnight Muster or Afternoon Muster or Morning Muster thinks he knows the answer, because we have three pieces of case law. that I can give you right now just from this video that says that is not the case. So do maintain control of your motor vehicle stops. Do not let passengers walk away. Anybody walking away will and should be arrested for obstructing administration of law. It's a physical interference. And in other states, I'm sure it's obstructing as well, or may have some different language to it, but it's physical interference. They don't have the right to leave a motor vehicle stop. We actually have a case on that too. I'll pull that up and I'll add this as well. I know we're giving you guys a lot of content. We just want to keep the content flowing and keep everybody educated. And I've covered these topics before. We're trying to reshare things, but as stuff comes in, I want to take 3 to 5 minutes to give you guys value. So you can go out and employ this tonight. And listen, by the way, the last thing that we're talking about here regarding this, holy shit, how dangerous is it for people to walk away from a motor vehicle stop? Like how crazy is that? So with that being said, hopefully this brought some value to you. StreetCopTraining.com. If you guys haven't been to a course or if you're trying to host an out-of-state course, and a lot of people's concerns are, oh, well, it's New Jersey-based. Guys, I'm traveling the whole country. I'm all over the country. We're going everywhere. We have calls coming in. We're scheduling everywhere all over the country. It's all in progress. You can host a course. The 2-day course really, really worked out well in the few states we've been to so far. And matter of fact, those states have been having us back and calling to schedule for next year to make sure I come back and the people who can get in will get in this time. And a lot of real positive feedback. You'll see it in the group. If you need anything from me, reach out to me, Dennis@StreetCopTraining@gmail.com. Have a good night. I'm sorry. It's Dennis@StreetCopTraining.com. See you.